The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the Minbar you are listening to. Today we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. My condolences on the Shahadat of Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. In these nights, as we get closer and closer to the end of the Muharram and Safar season, the season of mourning, you think more and more about, okay, we have spent all of this time remembering Aba Abdullah alayhi salam and the other Ahlul Bayt whose Shahadat were in these nights and in these 2 months. And so, in the end, we have to understand that all of this is so that the teachings of Islam are preserved, so that we can embody the teachings of Islam within us. Last night, we had that hadith by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he spoke about what the expectations are for a muhib and lover of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasallam. A lover of Ahlul Bayt will stand out. You can identify them through their ibadah, through other things. Muslim bin Awsajah, how was he identified? By that spy of Ubaidullah bin Ziyad. How were they able to identify Muslim bin Awsajah, who was close to Muslim bin Aqil? They were looking for Muslim bin Aqil, correct? How were they able to identify Muslim as one of the companions, or excuse me, Muslim bin Awsajah as one of the companions of Muslim bin Aqil? How? They noticed that he's doing the most ibadah in the masjid. And they said, this one must have some ties with. Brothers and sisters, as Shia, we need to stand out because of our relationship with the Quran, because of our ibadah, because of our tawheed and all of that. There's so much to say in this regard, but we don't have time for it. So those were expectations. I'm a muhib of Ahlul Bayt. I love Ahlul Bayt. Oh, that's wonderful. Let me see what you got. Let me see how's that affecting your life. I mean, Rasulullah is telling us there's expectations. Or else the love is there, inshallah. And as I said last night, inshallah, it will help us whenever we need it. Oh, man, but that love can do so much more as well. Imam al-Ridha is very special. I'll say this much, that the imams that came after Imam al-Ridha, they were all referred to as Ibn al-Ridha. Oh, this is Ibn al-Ridha, Imam al-Hadi. Ibn al-Ridha, Imam al-Askari. Yeah, Imam al-Jawad, of course, Ibn al-Ridha. Because he was one of those turning points. He was very important to the extent that our scholars will talk about how Imam al-Ridha, his journey to Tus and from Medina all the way to Tus and Khorasan is kind of similar to Imam Hussein's journey from Medina to Karbala, in the sense that These journeys both secured Islam. Yeah.
Assalamu alayka ya Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha. Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha al-Murtadha al-Imam al-Taqi al-Naqi wa hujjatika ala man fawqa al-Ard wa man tahta al-Thara al-Siddiq al-Shahid salatan kathiratan tammatan zakiyatan mutawasilatan mutawatiratan mutaradifah كأفضل ما صليت على أحد من أوليائك.
As I said, Imam al-Ridha is very special, very special. What's happening in his shrine right now, God knows. Thousands and thousands in and out, gathering to show their love and respect to the holy Imam who becomes shaheed on a night like this. God knows how many lives Imam al-Ridha has touched, brothers and sisters. God knows. To the point that the likes of Allama Tabatabai, he says, when you enter his haram, he is al-Imam al-Ra'uf, the kind, merciful Imam. What do you mean? Do you mean other Imams are not kind? They're not Ra'uf? No, he says, it's just when you walk in there, you just sense it differently. Al-Imam al-Ra'uf. And so there's a reason why we single him out, even when in our ziyarat. As-salamu alayk, ya ghareeb al-ghuraba. The same way Ali and Al-Akbar, he fell far from the tents. He's very ghareeb. Yes, distance plays a role in ghurba. Imam al-Ridha, why are you all the way out somewhere else while all the other Imams are either buried in Medina or in Iraq? And I want to say, oh Imam al-Ridha, we have wept for your grandfather, Imam Hussein, for 2 months. And now we have this honor as we slowly leave the month of Safar to cry for your musibah. What an honor. It's narrated that when Ma'mun forced the Imam to migrate from Medina to Khorasan, just like his father Imam Hussein had to migrate, Imam al-Ridha, he does exactly what Imam Hussein does. Imam Hussein, in the report say, he went to the grave of his grandfather, the Holy Prophet. He would speak to him, go out, go back in again. Several times we have reports of the Imam doing that. Imam al-Ridha, it says he did the same thing. It says he went to the grave of his grandfather several times and he wept. And he also told his family to come around him and weep for him as he was leaving. What are you doing, Imam Ridha? What are you trying to say? He's trying to say, this is a journey I will not return from. If I'm going and I'm going to be the successor to Ma'mun, as he calls it, don't fall for it. No, this is a journey I will not return from. And he doesn't take anyone from his family members with him. He goes alone. Yes, Gharibul Ghuraba for a reason. And so they write that when the time came for Imam al-Ridha to leave this dunya, he was summoned by Ma'mun, the one who had his own brother's head in front of him. Ma'mun killed his own brother for khilafah. So he's not going to have mercy on Imam al-Ridha. It says that Imam al-Ridha, as he is summoned to go to Ma'mun, he tells his companion Abu Salt, oh Abu Salt, wait for me to return from Ma'mun. If I return with my cloak over my head, don't speak to me, for I have been poisoned. So Abu Salt says, the Imam went and I sat there looking at the door, hoping, praying. I hope the Imam doesn't come back with the cloak over his head. And so after some time passes, all of a sudden he says, I saw the door open and lo and behold, the cloak was drawn over the head of the madhloom Imam. And he couldn't walk properly. He would keep having to sit and sometimes maybe fall. Some accounts say Abu Salt says he fell 50 times before he made it back. Abu Salt, my liver is burning. What did this poison do to the body of Imam al-Ridha? It says, after some time, the Imam puts aside the rug in his home, exposing the sand under it. And what he does is he sticks his abdomen to this cold sand, probably to cool off the fire that's burning within him. It says, as he did this, he was yatamalmalu tamalmul as-salim, like a snake that's been injured. It's twisting and turning in pain. Imam al-Ridha is twisting and turning in pain. As all of this is happening, it says that he kept looking at the door as if he's waiting for someone. And eventually, it says Imam al-Jawad enters upon his father. A young Imam Jawad puts his father's head in his lap as the soul of the Imam is departing.
Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha al-Murtada. Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha al-Murtada. Wa hujjatika متواصلة متواترة مترادفة